Hey everybody, this is Nicole and we are here with another edition of Our Fork and Family. Today we're going to change up the episode just a little bit. I'm kind of let the kids run things. So let's go ahead and get started. Kids, take it away.
We got some jokes here today and some Star Wars and Who knows what else. Okay, first Q&A joke. Why did the robber wash his clothes before he ran away with the loot?
I don't know.
He wanted a clean getaway.
That was a good one, Aiden. All right, your turn, Audrey.
So, who wants to learn a joke about apples? Why did the apple try to get away?
Why?
Because you need to get away from the robber apples.
Okay, that's a very interesting joke. What else you got?
How does a skeleton, humor, call his friends?
I don't know how.
On a telebone!
On a telebone?
Very, very funny.
Because your bones and your bone.
Bones and phones.
Telephone.
Well, I know what I can rhyme. I know what I can rhyme with scales about a joke.
What?
So, knock knock.
Who's there?
We have scales.
What scales?
We have scales who?
We have scales who?
We have scales, not rails.
Okay, that is definitely a kid joke. All right, then.
What does rails mean?
Like a rail on a store like that gray thing gets at her school. Oh, where the gym is.
All right, I got a good one. What's the richest kind of air? A millionaire.
So, who wants to learn something about Star Wars? My favorite character is Musty Yoda and Darth Maul.
So you like Darth Maul and Yoda, eh? Well, I have a few favorites, so it might take me a while, so get some popcorn ready. I like Luke, Vader, Anakin, Sidious, Maul, Yoda, Rey, Kylo, Snoke, the Royal Guards, Stormtroopers, General Hux, and there's one more, Mace Windu.
Yeah, the dude with the purple lightsaber.
All right, can you tell me why you like any of those?
Because they are very interesting characters. They have special powers, especially Mace Windu. He has a purple lightsaber, the only character to have a purple lightsaber. And Darth Sidious has lightning powers. It's actually very cool.
And don't forget, you said Darth Vader. He has the Force and Luke.
Yeah. Son versus father. Luke won.
Wow. Oh, Dead Space.
That Anakin has been known for a very long time, guys. Since the Phantom Menace, which was created in 1999. I also like Qui-Gon Jinn, if I didn't mention that. Even though he was in one movie and he was stabbed by Darth Maul in his double lightsaber, he was a very fascinating character to me because he had really great moves. Audrey, what do you like about Star Wars?
Well, I do like Mace Windu also because before I thought he had the Force, like he could do boom, boom, with pew. You like that?
Oh yeah, that sounds real cool. That's it for Star Wars talk today.
Well, I got another joke for you, Aiden.
What is it?
What do yellow bulls do to red bulls?
I don't know.
They go in the cannibals.
I really like that.
That's a pretty good joke, Audrey. Do you have another one?
Yep.
So what? Give us another one.
The app? What does an apple do?
What?
It does a cute little dance. Da 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 da.
I had a joke.
What?
And a one and a two and a as a name. 1, 2, 3. I also got another one. What does a snowman eat for breakfast?
I don't know.
Frosted flakes.
Ooh, can I tell a joke, guys? Can I tell a joke?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of balls don't bounce?
I don't know.
Eyeballs! Oh, my goodness. All right. Ooh, I got another one. Why did the ninja go to the doctor?
Why?
Because he had kung flu! All right, Audrey, do you have any jokes?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So, what does an apple do?
What?
It has to go in the apple juice to squeeze itself.
Oh my goodness, girl, those are such beginner jokes. All right.
I got a good one.
What?
Where does a general keep his armies?
I don't know.
In his sleeves.
Very, very funny.
Because that's sleeves true. Protect your arm.
That's very true.
Hey, Mommy, you want to tell another joke?
I do want to tell another joke.
Well, here's the microphone.
All right, so knock, knock.
Who's there?
Cameron.
Cameron who?
Is the Cameron? I want to take a picture. Is the Cameron camera on? Cameron, camera on? I completely botched that joke. Can Mama get another try?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Anna.
Anna who?
Anna who? Anna, chance you'll let me in. It's cold out here.
Very funny.
All right.
I got a good one.
What?
I got another joke, guys.
What?
Why did the baseball player go to jail?
Why?
He stole second base.
Ha! Very funny, funny, fun.
It is baseball season, so that's a very good joke. So how about you, Audrey?
Well, I got a really good joke.
What?
Why did the iced tea player go to jail?
Why?
Because it stole second tea.
Okay, well, with that, I guess I should do the final joke.
And we'll move on to the next subject.
This joke is actually the very first joke I ever learned. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Why did Mickey Mouse go into outer space?
Why?
To find Pluto.
Just like his dog and then the extinct planet.
Yes. Well, it's not an extinct planet. It's still a planet. Come on now.
Well, it's knows where it is now.
No, it's in the same spot. It's just been downgraded because it's considered a dwarf planet now. This conversation is so disheartening, you guys. Pluto was a planet when I was younger. That's why that joke was funny. And now it's not considered a planet anymore. It's hard for me to remember that there's only 8 planets now instead of 9 like it was when I grew up.
Do you have any other favorite planets?
Oh my gosh, the whole universe. But I think my favorite planet might be Neptune.
My favorite planet is Saturn.
Saturn? Why is Saturn your favorite planet?
Well, because it has those rings.
I like Earth because it has all these trees that can give you oxygen while when you're in space on a planet, say you're like 236 pounds. I'm only in the fourth grade, so I don't know. But you might weigh at least like 136 pounds, so that means you lost like 100 pounds.
Boy, that's some crazy math. But you know what? Us talking about the planets reminds me of, you know, your mom wrote a book, right? I wrote a book. And it is actually about space. It's called Let's Go to Space. And it's the story of Aiden and Audrey traveling through space. And I have the book right here in my hand. And you guys know what?
We're going to read it.
We are going to read most of it. But it's available on Amazon today.
Yeah! Yeah! I know what I'm buying when I'm a teenager.
What?
50 copies of his book.
That's awesome. That's right.
But what if they're going to be sold out?
Well, we can only hope that they get sold out. So what should we tell everybody? Make sure they buy a copy of the book. Yeah.
And it's only $10.99.
Yes, yeah, it's $11 on Amazon. That is correct. So, do you guys want to hear the first few pages of the book?
Yeah. Let's hear about space.
All right, so let's go to Space by Nicole Caudle. Audrey would watch the stars from her bedroom window each night. She would often say to her brother Aiden, "Can you tell me about space?" He would tell her about the stars, the moon, and the sky. He would name the planets and tell her their colors. Then one night he said, "Let's take a trip into outer space. We can visit the man on the moon and bring him flowers too. We can fly super fast. We'll go incredibly high. We can touch the moon, the stars, and the sky. The universe is our playground. If only for a night, we'll have some stories to tell. It will be such a sight." And off they headed into their rocket ship into space.
We're allowed to have a rocket?
You are allowed to have a rocket ship in my book. Can you believe that?
I want a private jet.
You want a private jet into outer space?
Nope, a real one.
A real one to fly around the world in?
Nope, I just want to drive it.
You just want to drive it?
I just need to buy some toys.
Just buy some toys? Well, who wouldn't want a private jet to buy some toys, right?
Me.
Well, guys, if you want to hear the rest of the story, you can head over to Amazon. I'll put the link below. Go ahead and make sure you pick up a copy of this book, Let's Go to Space. It's a really great book, and I will hope that maybe there are a few of you out there that also have some teacher friends, and maybe you're willing to send them a copy, gift one to a classroom. I'll say this book is perfect for grades K through 5. It's just basic astronomy facts, little thing, bit of things about each of the planets, and hopefully the next book in the series is actually called Audrey's Big Idea. Audrey, as you know, is very heavy into STEM, so I am writing a lot of books based off of her love of science and math. Meanwhile, Aiden is my big adventurer and loves things like that, so I'm working on a major project that is based off of some of the things that he loves, too. So, there is that. Wow, so with that, the kids actually ran off because they wanted to go play Star Wars and lightsabers. So I guess that's going to do it for this episode of Our Forkin Family. I hope you enjoyed our randomness, and we will see you next time. Enjoy. Bye.